Well, Chris, I suppose we were kind of we were under a lot of pressure with 7 games to go, and Kildrum had played all their games, 21 points ahead. And that particular season, we had a good run in the FAI Intermediate Cup, and we were knocked out at the semi-final stage. I can't remember how we got on in the other cups in the county, but it left us anyway that we had a number of league games postponed and ended up having to play more or less 7 games in just over 2 weeks. Yeah, you know,
so 7 games, you had to win all 7 to get the title.
We had to win all seven.
An extraordinary target to have. So you needed the 21 points, and so it all began. I'm just looking at the results here. Swilly Rovers at home 3-0, Killay at home 2-0, Cockhill at home 5-2, Drumkeen away, and that was a tight one, 3-2, Cager Rovers away 4-0, Letterkenny Rovers with Arthur Lynch getting a last minute winner 2-1, and then Convoy Arsenal 2-1 to set up that playoff with Kildrum for the title. So bring us back to those. Well, I mean, it was the proverbial game by game. You just could not slip up.
Well, that was it. The pressure was on. And I suppose ordinarily you'd be thinking at that time of the year, teams are just playing out the league. And but that particular time, there was a lot of press about it. And, you know, each team seen it, I think, as like a Summer Cup final or something. And, you know, we got a couple of really, really tricky games, you know. And, you know, that one you mentioned there, that like Drumkeen, we were 2-0 down, I think, until maybe about 20 minutes to go. And young Kieran Sharkey scored the third to get us the win. And Letterkenny and I already scored the goal in the 89th minute. But I think we were 1-0 down, and Davy Deary scored possibly around the 86th minute or something like that. So 2 goals in 3 or 4 minutes. And that set us up nicely then for Convoy away. And it came really, really tight game, and ended up winning it 2-1. So that took us into the playoff then in Ballyar with Kildrum.
And that playoff, there was a great crowd there that night. I mean, one of the best Ulster Senior League nights of all time. You won in the end, 2-1. Paul Lynch, I think, scoring, is that right, for Kildrum?
He did. And he played for us the previous season.
And then Marty McAteer equalising and then grabbing an extra time winner. I mean, it really was fairy tale fanned stuff.
Yeah, it was. Look, it's something, I suppose, when Ollie passed away there, it was, you know, you'd be reminiscing about, I suppose, all the old football stories and all the rest, you know. But that was obviously one of the topics that would have come up, you know. But listen, great memories, and you know, it was a great night's football in Ballyar. Like, there wasn't much between ourselves and Kildrum over those number of seasons, you know. But they had a really good side now, and they scored a lot of goals. But we always just seemed to edge it in those tight games with them, and that particular game there as well was the same, you know. It was a great strike by Marty. Then it was a fitting goal to win the league, you know. It was about 25 yards out, and just caught it nicely and hit the underside of the bar, and that was late on in the game, and that sealed it for us.
Now, Fannad United had many great days, and the late great Ollie Horgan, he had taken over the year before and had brought in quite a few new players, and there was a bit of a changing of the guard down at Fannad.
Yeah, there was. Listen, there was still a good core there that had been there before under Eamon McConaghy as well. And Ollie brought in, Ollie, obviously everybody knows the story with Ollie now. You know, he had his own ideas in football, and he had identified a number of good young players as well. And look, it didn't take him long getting us around to his way of thinking and how we play, you know. And that particular season, he had young lads like Gareth Harkin signed, and David Walsh, young Colin McConaghy, Kieran Sharkey, you know, and PJ Hagan was another one. So look, you know, then you blend those in with a lot of experienced campaigners as well. You know, when I say experienced, I suppose we're kind of in our some of us were in our mid to late 20s, you know. No, it was a good blend. It was a great dressing room. And, you know, over those number of years now, they're really good squads to be involved with, you know.
And if you cast your mind back, that was your second season with Fannett, I think. Is that right?
That was my second season there, yeah.
And at the start of the campaign, I mean, did you feel you were going to be title winners? I mean, that was obviously the aim.
Yeah. Listen, even the previous season, we were pushing hard. We won two cups and we won the Knock Gala and the League Cup. And we were pushing hard for the league. We got a good run then. Well, we played in the FAA Senior Cup. We played Shamrock Rovers in Dalymount, and we were narrowly beaten 2-0, a really good Shamrock Rovers side under Roddy Collins. And that's where we lost the likes of Gareth Harkin and Davitt then to League of Ireland. You know, I think they might have went directly to Harps at that stage, I can't remember. But then with other young players that we brought in, or that Ollie brought in, like Christy Cunningham, Fergus Callaghan was there, Sean McIlwain was there, and Kieran Sharkey, PJ Hagan, you know.
And your own career, many great games, many great memories. Did you ever play up front or any other positions?
Never. Gaelic football would have played outfield, but no, never up front or anywhere else like that. No, but I was always happy to be a goalkeeper. I loved diving around, and it's something. Look, I like, and I still enjoy working with young goalkeepers. Like from a coaching point of view, you know. So, I had no major desire to play out the field, you know.
Yeah, and even last season, you were still registered as a player as part of the Fannett United team. So we understand you're a free agent, open for Manchester City offers and things like that.
I don't think there's going to be too many people coming in for a 52-year-old, Chris, but no, listen, I was registered, but it's hard to get young goalkeepers that want to sit on the bench anymore. So you'll find that a lot of goalkeeping coaches end up sitting on the bench as well, just in case. And maybe some of them hope to get on that. I was happy enough just to sit on the bench, to be honest, you know.
Now, this weekend, tell us what's going to happen down in Trialloch. There's going to be many familiar faces down there, I suspect.
Yeah, there is going to be, you know, and there's a lot of players, even not just that particular year from, you know, but even during Ollie's time, there'll be a lot of those players there. And just having a small kickabout earlier on in the day, and then everybody's going to go in and watch the game. Arthur Lynch Sr. had videoed the game versus Kildrum on that night, you know. So they're going to watch that, and as far as I'm aware, some of Ollie's family is going to be down as well, you know. So I think the club's having their own presentations then later on that evening.
And it's, you know, great to see many members of that team that a lot of you still do keep in touch and keep an eye on each other. But when you look back, certainly fond memories.
Yeah, like I said, Chris, you know, they're like those years just blend into one now. You know, there was a lot of very good footballers down there, but, you know, even better people. And, you know, you had even the backroom team there, then you had the likes of Colin McConaughey with Ollie, and Tommy Harkin was ever present as well. So, you know, there was a lot of good youth players coming and going too, that the youth team used to train with us as well. So, you know, really happy times. And, you know, like I said earlier, a great dressing room, and, you know, great memories. And like, they all blend into one now. Sometimes it's hard to remember one season from the other, but that one there now will stand out for those seven games in particular, you know.
And things do come in cycles. You get your good years and your bad years. And Fannett, of course, have had success in recent times as well. And it's, I suppose, a testament to the club that, you know, people keep going back. There's always a few old heads there, and continuing to attract in new young players. And the future is certainly still very, very bright.
Yeah, absolutely. Fannett didn't win a league this year now, but at the same time, You know, they're only ever a couple of players away from having a winning team again, you know. But no, some very good young players coming through there. And it's just a matter of getting experience and getting a few wins and confidence under their belt.
And finally, Darren, just your thoughts on the new third tier. It's certainly going to shake things up a bit. There'll be certainly a lot of competition to get players signed by some of those clubs who will be in that third tier. And across the border, of course, your Limavady's, your Castle Durgs, your Strabane Athletics, your Institute. There's a limited pool of players, but there'll certainly be a lot of managers doing a bit of scouting around in the next few months.
Yeah, listen, it's a tricky one. There's been a lot of debate about it, Chris. You know, should the League of Ireland been pumping more money into the first division and making it stronger, making the infrastructure stronger? You know, there's a lot of that. One thing for sure is, look, you know, there's going to be plenty of football for any young fella that wants to step up to the next level and give it a go. You know, there's going to be plenty of football, whether it's here or in the Irish League and all, you know. It'll be interesting to see how things goes, you know.
And at a junior and intermediate level, you know, Fannad certainly put Donegal very much on the map over a number of years, and the Northwest still remains a real hotbed for soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see what the likes of Cock Hull are doing. They're making great waves over there now, and Anishowen as well. And, you know, they're doing all the right things in the background, and, you know, Gavin Collins is a good coaching team around him, and you know, and again, they've got a strong pick over there, and Anishowen as well, you know. So look, it'll be interesting to see how things progress, you know. I'm sorry to see intermediate football go from Donegal, to be honest, you know, and that should never have happened. It shouldn't have happened, you know, and the move to summer soccer effectively killed it.
Yeah, and once something goes, it can be so hard to get back. And probably now with this third tier, you know, there really won't be that sort of gap in the market for the intermediate football. But on the plus side, the Donegal Junior League, and indeed the Inishowen Junior League, they are going to be very, very competitive next season, one would suspect.
Yeah, listen, I'm not taking away from the Donegal League when I'm saying that about intermediate football. Donegal League's a really well-run league as well, you know, and you know, a huge amount of teams in it, and likewise within its own league. So those leagues have been strengthened because of this. So look, it's something different, this third tier, and it's one of those things you're just going to have to wait and see how it progresses.